the ticket.
Well, one of the last steps of nature truly healing is upon us. As Ryan Medellin contacted me today to tell me, Corby.
That's the ticket's own, Ryan Medellin.
That it's now happened. The dining room at Chick-fil-A is now back open.
Has it not been?
Oh, no. And they, as recently as a couple weeks ago, we were talking about this. I forget who all was on the air at the time, so maybe you weren't here. But the claim was that maybe very quietly they had noticed the business plan advantages of not having a dining room, but merely being a drive-through pickup scene, because like in June, there was still no real sign of a reopening of a dining room. And it kind of made you wonder, not just at Chick-fil-A, but literally anywhere, Whataburger, all the places where you can pick up food or you can dine in. Is there a financial advantage to the drive-through window as opposed to people being in there all the time? And I don't know if the staff requirement or the cost per order sort of thing. This is certainly waters I'm not real clear on how you would totally quantify everything. But if somebody had stumbled upon a more advantageous business model from COVID-19 and found out it was just, hey, go through the line, get your food, and hit the road. I don't know. I wondered if anybody would actually look to that.
They haven't lost a nickel, probably.
Oh,
probably...
no. Those lines are insane, man.
The one north of Lover's Lane off the freeway, off 75, I had to go up to that neighborhood today, and I'm on the access road, and no doubt, that's Mino, you live over there, to get in the drive-through line, you're sitting at the light at Lover's Lane in the right lane, and it's backed up beyond the street light south of the damn restaurant.
I cannot believe.
Just get the app.
The that's exactly amazing. What I do. I pull up into one of the parking stalls and do the carryout order, and they say, let us know when you're here. Right now, I'm here, and out it comes, and I think I
didn't even know they had that.
I think I can cut the wait in half by doing that, but by talking about it on the radio, I just...
That's okay.
Just screwed myself.
I can't believe the market share that that company must have right now when it comes to faster food type places, and like the just kind of being...
And they're open 6 days a week.
I know, where it was all kind of established for 50 years, really, where there was a pecking order where you had these four or five different places that you never thought could be toppled.
Yeah.
And here comes this joint. Well, I don't even know what year it opened. In the 90s?
I remember my first...
maybe before that.
My first CFA memory was at Liberty, and people won't believe this, but they served the media meal. And I didn't know what it was at the time, but...
Was it open in the 80s?
Doggone, those...
Feel like founded it was. Founded in 1946.
Really?
When did it become national?
I remember it being more like mall food, like food court food when I was a kid. And I remember going to the mall in Abilene, and I think it was there.
I don't remember it as a kid at all.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
There was one at Forum 303.
Was there really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I had it until the 90s.
Do they still do the brownies with the walnuts in them?
I have no idea.
That was a 90s thing.
I have no
idea. That was big at the media meal.
I try to, like, I've not had it in a couple of years now, but it's so everywhere. Like, you can't, if you have children, you can't avoid it, right?
Kids freaking love it.
The nugs are top notch.
It is crack to kids.
In fact, I think that's the famous Jake drop, right? They were talking Chick-fil-A nuggets, weren't they?
Yeah.
Do you think, what do you say? You got to find it now. The other thing I wondered was, does being closed on Sunday actually work as a marketing advantage?
Oh, absolutely it does. Of course.
Like people feel more of an urgency on Friday and Saturday to get there.
I got
to
load up on it. It's unbelievable. Didn't we determine that, because, you know, there's a lot of chicken out there.
There is a lot of chicken, Corby.
Right? That we determined that 1.2 million chickens are killed every day to supply the need of our
insatiable pollo appetite.
Like, think about every restaurant.
I know.
Everyone.
There's 7 billion humans. So what do you want
they,
us to eat?
Where do they live? Where do these do chickens live?
I don't know.
Chicken is so good. What's do we have Jake? We need Jake to check.
Jake, do you think you could eat 200 Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets in 2 hours?
Oh. No.
What about 3 hours?
200.
And I'm going to say no way.
No.
No way. It's going to be like that Waffle House challenge where you're going to hit the wall and then your body's just going to say out.
I appreciate TC coming back so quick. Not even like thinking about it.
Just trying to save his friend from disaster.
No. Like it's so fast. Play it again.
Do you think you could eat 200 Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets in 2 hours?
No.
What about 3 hours?
Is that doctor?
No.
What about
no.
3 hours?
So they're open up.
Where do I go from two? Let me think about this.
Maybe 60 more minutes could be the edge.
2 hours and 45 minutes? No, let's go with it. Okay, what about 3 hours?
I will say this.
Still no.
Outside of that joint, because when I was a kid, that was a big deal. Like going to any fast food place was a big deal.
It really was.
Yes. And outside of that place, my kids don't really eat it. Like, that's the one place, mm-hmm. you know?
Like bad parenting.
Or good parenting.
Well,
that you don't fill them full of fast food all the time.
Now, we're getting some people, including Ham, claiming that their dining room has been open for a long time. I'm going to say the
he
one.
Would know.
My go-to.
Yeah. No kidding.
My go-to location has not had any open doors up there by Grapevine Mills.
Maybe you should move.
Maybe.
Why'd you move?
Probably not.
No, the chicken?
The Chick-fil-A wasn't. The dining room wasn't open.
Now, I know you don't eat a lot of meat.
I do it all for
meat products, and chicken would fall under that file.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were, or have you ever A-B'd the Popeye's chicken sandwich with the Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, I still have never had the Popeyes.
Like a blind taste test?
Not a blind. You can tell the difference.
Yeah, they're definitely different.
Nothing tastes like Chick-fil-A.
No.
I've never had the Popeyes.
I'm curious if you've tried the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
No.
In its way, yes, but it feels like you're having at least two of the CFA sandwiches.
Do you think Ham has had more Popeyes chicken sandwiches than anybody that you know?
I would say that if I was a regular meat eater, I would probably eat the Popeyes chicken sandwich more than any other
food
out there as far as that kind of thing goes. It's
great.
Slap, slap, slappy delicious.
It's also got to be a day's worth of your required
I don't know
intake. It's got to be. Yeah.
Ham doesn't care.
No,
he weighs 124.
I would definitely love to study an infographic of Ham's monthly intake from different
690
places.
Calories.
Not bad.
Okay,
it's not bad.
All right, let's party next and I'll tell you how I almost got a